Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll try to have a look at the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode. Dear listeners, now let's listen to 151st and 2nd verses of chapter Shu'ara.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
ولا تطيعوا أمر المسرفين.
And do not obey the order of the transgressors.
الذين يفسدون في الأرض ولا يصلحون.
Who cause corruption in the land and do not amend.
So, in the previous episodes, we discussed the importance of meaning of extravagance and how it has been used with its vast meaning for different instances. Now, whatever the meaning of musrifin, how vast it is, and it is, of course, used in different issues and concepts, but the point is that their prophet of these people of Thamud, Prophet Saleh, tells them, لا تطيعوا أمر المسرفين. Do not obey the bidding of the extravagant. The first point understood from this very verse is the fact that the one who is from among the extravagant is not qualified to be a leader. Now, another point which can be implied from the verse is the fact that it has been one of the most important responsibilities of the prophets of the Almighty Allah to warn people about extravagance, and how important the result of extravagance would be for them, both in this world and the other. Now, the prophet of these people continues, الَّذِينَ يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. These musrifin, you want to know who they are, الَّذِينَ يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. The word fasad and israf, they're both different from each other, but in this case, they have been used in one case. These musrifin, these extravagant ones, these are the very ones who cause mischief on the earth. It is clear that in a system which everything is correct, exceeding the limits, being the extravagant, causes corruption and destruction. And this is what has been meant as the consequence of musrifin, you will be from among mufsidin. You will be from among those that cause mischief in the earth. So, these musrifin are الَّذِينَ يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. They are the ones making mischief in the earth. وَلَا يُسْلِحُونَ. And amend not. There is one important point in this part of the verse where it says وَلَا يُسْلِحُونَ. We'll explain that after a short break.
(laughs) We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this
series
of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
Anyway, the 152nd verse of chapter Shu'ara says, in explanation of the word musrifin, الَّذِينَ يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا يُصْلِحُونَ, those who make mischief in the earth and amend not. Now, why does the Almighty Allah in this holy verse says that these are mufsidun, الَّذِينَ يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Why do we need to know that they do not amend, they do not rectify? The point is, most of the time, the ones who are from among the extravagant ones, the ones who make mischief in the earth, try to justify their own actions by claiming to be from among the ones who are reformers. This is what chapter Baqarah tells. It says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْلِحُونَ. When it is told to them, do not cause corruption on the earth, they say, إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْلِحُونَ. We are only the reformers. Exactly at the same time, these are the ones who are hypocrites. They are munafiq. They try to justify their own actions, and this is what the Holy Quran says. Their prophet is telling them that if you are following the extravagant ones, the very ones that are causing mischief in the earth, you need to be aware, they do not give you any correction. You cannot expect correction, improvement, and rectification of your problems from these upper-class people who are from among the extravagants. You cannot expect from him. أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ. The Holy Quran warns us. You want to know who these are? They are exactly the mufsid. They are exactly the ones who make mischief in the earth. And this is what their prophet, Prophet Saleh, warned them in this holy verse. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website, at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
When faith begins.